So a little bit of background on how this sort of came about. So some of you all know, as Dave just said, Molly, Henry, Dominic and I, we've been having a little cell group on Friday night just for about an hour. And we've been going through this really good book, and it's the 20 Basic Christian Beliefs, something like that. And it explains stuff so well, it breaks down areas that are quite big into easy, manageable chunks. And each week we'll take a segment each, and we'll do like a little talk on it, and we'll propose some questions, and like have a discussion about how what is written is going to affect our life. So I did mine on prayer a couple of weeks ago now, and that's mainly what I'm going to do today. So first I'm going to pray, because I think I'm going to need it. So if you can all pray out loud as well, that'd be great. Yes, thank you, Lord, that I've got this opportunity to share this little bit of knowledge that you've given to me, and hope that somewhere in what I'm saying it resonates with some people. Maybe if it's just one, that'll be enough, because I'm not doing this for myself, Lord. I'm doing this for you. I'm doing it by you, by your strength, and for you to glorify you. Yes, Lord, thank you. Amen. Right. So a quick overview of what I'm going to talk about is firstly what prayer is, and then the reasons for praying and the effectiveness of prayer. So prayer, I believe that it's a personal way of connecting intimately with God, and I'm sure most of you obviously know what prayer is. And the amazing part is he allows us to pray, which I don't think is thought about enough, because when we're thinking about it, we're literally talking to this person that created the entire universe. And I think that's just amazing in itself. And then it should be natural, just like talking to a friend, because that's really what it is, and it should be a joy. But that doesn't mean that prayer is always going to be easy, because like any relationship, it's going to take a bit of effort, and how much we're willing to put in is reflected in how much we're going to get out. So it can be good to have a routine. So personally, first thing when I wake up, I pray and read the Bible, and it just starts the day off like on the right foot. Because I've noticed when I don't do that, the day is just pretty rubbish. And I emotionally and physically can grieve God when I'm not praying to him. And then I try to just pray continuously throughout the day, just if it's in the back of my head, just saying little things and just talking to him, because it should, like I said earlier, just be natural, like just talking to your parents or your friends. But it is important to not let the routine that you have become too confining. And we shouldn't just pray for the allotted 10 minutes in the morning and then forget about it for the rest of the day. Because if we do, it opens the doors to dangers such as set and very emotionless prayers. And then it all becomes a formality in our religion, and you'll just be going through the motions. And that's not what we want to do. So there's nothing wrong at all with having a structure, because Jesus gave us the Lord's Prayer to help us and aid us in what to say. But it doesn't mean that we can use that as it is sometimes, because we can't use other people's prayers, because it's not personal, and that's what it is. It's a conversation. You can't repeat conversations. And we also can't limit ourselves to the set time of a day and just say, yeah, I'll have this little chunk and then I'll get on with it, because God's with us all the time, so surely we should try to spend all the time with him. If we just limit him, we won't get anything out of it. It's literally like ringing someone up and before they can answer, you put the phone down. And that's just useless. So I was very good at just going through the motions and saying the same emotionless prayers and then just moving on. And I realized when I was doing this, I didn't hear God speak to me the way that he used to, because I'm sure some of you all know, I used to be up all the time when I was like 10. So that change in my relationship with God prompted me to pray about how I was praying, which sounds really weird, but it does work. So now it feels so much more natural, and I can actually hear God speaking to me. And why wouldn't we want to spend time with this God and hear him talking to us? And sometimes it's not always that like booming voice that's telling us what to do. It can just be like the sense. So usually for me, it's just this utter peace and this complete happiness. So it's not always words, it's just that feeling. So the whole idea that prayer is a discipline more than a delight is where I think it gets a bit muddled. As in, yes, in some cases, we do have to train ourselves to ensure that we're talking to God, but the prayers and conversations need to be personal and enjoyable. So secondly, why should we pray? So I've come to church all my life, and it was quite easy to get into the mindset of you just prayed. It's just what you did. And that's not necessarily wrong, but I didn't understand much about it. It was only when I started pushing into God for myself, and not just because I was told to, that I started to uncover more about what prayer actually is and how incredible it is. So why should we pray? Simply because God wants us to. So in 1 Chronicles 15 verse 11, David says, "Look to the Lord and his strength, seek his face always." And in Job 22 verse 27, it says, "You'll pray to him and he will hear you." I mean, Job went through a lot, and if he's telling us to pray, I think we definitely should. So the Bible is constantly reminding us that we need to be talking to God, and that when we do, God will listen. We also pray to ask for things. But really, we don't pray to let God know what we want. We pray to show that we trust, and that if we ask, we will receive, because he already knows. And the book that we went through put it really well. It said, "God wants us to pray so our dependence in him can increase." It is a reminder that yes, we are involved in God's plan, but we are not in control of it, that God is. And we don't change his mind or plans when you pray. He changes ours. So do we really expect God to answer our prayers? Because I do, but not necessarily in the way that we might expect or the way that we want. And then when has involvement in his plan not been enough and we've taken control for ourselves? And have we put that control down? Because it's very easy to think that you have, but you really haven't. So I used to like being in control, and the key word there is used to. I didn't like things to change very much at all. And one big change in my life was when my dad was... diagnosed with MS, and I was about 7 or 8 at the time. And it was a lot to take in at first. It didn't really mean much to me. I didn't see anything massive happen. It was only when I started to get a bit older that things started to change, and that's when I started to get into a bad place. I didn't really used to share my thoughts, which can be surprising for those that know me. I like to talk quite a lot. because I wouldn't share anything if there was a tiny chance that it could hurt anyone. And I didn't realize that by doing this, the only person that I would truly hurt was myself. So I didn't want to move house. And I didn't like all the handrails and the mobility scooters and all the adjustments. But I wouldn't say any of that because I didn't like the idea that it could hurt anyone, because it wasn't anyone's fault. It wasn't my dad's, it wasn't anyone's. So I just kind of kept it to myself. So I did the only thing that I thought that I could. And I tried to fix everything, which was a bit stupid considering I was like 8 years old. I tried to fix everything without realizing where the real problem was. And it varied from, I'm sure Henry won't mind me saying, but stopping Henry from running away from home, to making sure my mum was okay in whatever way an 8/9-year-old could. And that usually meant me being okay. It usually meant me being okay so they didn't have to worry about how I was. And a lot of the time, I wasn't all right. And this control that I'd taken meant that I was worried. Oh my gosh. This control that I'd taken meant that I was worrying all the time, to the extent of not keeping it together like I am now in primary school. And I was in a lot of pain for a lot of years, and every time, for a long time really, when I thought it was getting a little bit better, it just got worse. But then, after many tears, talks, prayer, and plastering Matthew 6 verse 25 to 30, and those of you that know me know what that means, around my room, I began to lay that control down. And it was quite slow to start with. We can't expect when you pray that it to be answered straight away. And it took a lot of effort to figure out what I was going through. And it's still hard now, but I know that this incredible God is watching out for me and that he does answer prayers. And even now, there are still some areas that I try to take up control. Like, I can struggle with my appearance quite a lot and my weight, but I know that God has me in his hand. And whenever I slip into the dangerous mindsets, he pulls me right back out and reminds me that I am a child of God. And if that isn't evidence enough of why we should pray and the progress I've made, I don't really know what is. Right. So anyway, the effectiveness of prayer. So our failure to ask God for things is often the reason we do not receive what he delights to give us. On our own, we have no authority whatsoever to ask God for anything. But because we find God through Jesus, we can also ask through Jesus. He's our go-between. So in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, it says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask for anything according to his will, he hears us. Nothing, however, that isn't part of God's will be answered." And that can be hard, especially when we don't see the answered prayers or them answered in the way that we want. So linking it to my life, which I've done quite a bit so far, but it's the only area I really know, about answered prayers. So you could say my dad, he can't walk physically, has not been healed. And in fact, in some cases, you can say that he's got worse. And that could make it pretty easy to lose faith, but I don't see his faith failing. And every time there's an opportunity to pray, he spiritually jumps up and goes up for it. And not only do I think his faith has been strengthened and remained strong, but my whole family has been strengthened as well. I would never be in the spiritual position I am in now without what's happened. And for as long as I can remember, my family has never been great with sharing our emotions. And I think in some cases, if I'm completely honest, we can be quite emotionally detached. And I'm not just saying that about my live-at-home family, I'm saying about my church family as well. And when we don't talk about how we're really feeling, and when we're not in a good place, and we're not laying that control down, it really impacts your life. And in my case, with my anxiety and control issues. But I'm praying that not only my at-home family, but here as well, we will be able to become emotionally vulnerable. Because if I can do this, I think that we can ask God to break down some of the walls we've built up around our hearts. So, to be cautious is to avoid potential dangers. And I believe we're being cautious in how we're praying. We aren't letting God soften our hearts because we're cautious and afraid that we'll get hurt again. But I don't want this. And I believe that God does answer prayers. And I believe that changes the way that we pray. And if you agree, then I think we need to start praying some more bold prayers and be expectant of the great things that God has planned. Because when we believe, and there's no doubt in my mind, that Jesus will come and we will see prayers answered. So that has gone on for the whole of like 7 minutes. But that leaves us plenty of time to pray, because obviously that's what I've spoken about today, and I think that's what we need to do. So if a prayer hasn't been answered, we're going to pray again, and if it has been answered, we're going to praise God. And that's it.